is the love that we're after and must receive from the Lord. It's not a human love. It's not found within us. It's something that we obtain and appropriate from Him. I think everybody's had a problem with it. When I was quite young, about 9 years old, we moved from Dalzell up to Hillcrest, which was only 2.5 miles. But nevertheless, there was nobody around. So here I am, about 12 years old, and the only families around in the area was some black folk. Was it a problem with me? I loved them. But at the same time, I didn't know what love was. And I remember I could look at a friend of mine and I wonder, what is his world like? I had no idea. It's like every individual had his own unique world that he lived in. And it's true, we're all different. And I was not able to see through to what the person really was. And even when I became a Christian, that was the thing I had a problem with above everything else. Because I knew I didn't love like I should, and I needed to. It comes from the loving of the Lord. My breakthrough was a real miracle. This is something that God did. I don't know that I could have ever got the breakthrough that I needed. No way I could. I don't see how anybody can. It comes from the loving of the Lord. It's like He told His disciples, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you." That's the way it is with each one of us. How did we break through to God? I think God broke through to us. It's the way it works. I was looking at some scriptures in John 2. I'm also in John 16th chapter. We're making advancement, but we don't love each other yet in the way that God expects us to. It's hard to break out of this thing of individualism. I'm an individual. And it's very difficult. But as we come into the body of Christ and the love of the Lord, that's where it's going to be found. When one rejoices, they all rejoice. One hurts, they all hurt. Now, where we are, if a brother or sister's hurting, boy, sorry you're hurting, you know, and we kind of empathize. Anyway, but to really feel it, and that's the reason I say that that's when you love a person is when you can feel them. You feel what they are. You can feel their needs. And this is something that God's working with us. You can say, well, that's revelation. Of course it is. How does revelation happen? It doesn't just happen because, well, I need revelation, I'm going to have it. Well, it's going to happen because you break through into the love. You love a person. And when you really love them the way God does, then you feel the need they have. And when you feel that need, you can minister to them in the way that they need it. Not only that, why is the love so important? Well, because when you break through into this, you're not only going to see their need, you're going to see all their problems, all their badness of what they are in their flesh nature, you see. And you love covers a multitude of sins. You know, in churches, I know there's one church, they had such problems that when they had a regular church meeting to take care of business, yeah, they'd have a policeman there to keep order. But we're making progress. We're moving forward. But it's going to be because of what God does in each one of us. We realize we need that love. We need to know one another. And that scripture she read, when Jesus knew that His time had come to an end and that He loved Him until the end. And He's going to love us until the goal is completed, until what He's after has taken place. We can trust that. I don't care. There's going to be times when you feel like, well, I've blown it so bad, I don't know how God could ever forgive me. And you realize you're going through it and nothing's going right. And listen, He's going to complete it. But without these times of nothing going right, without these times when you feel like you just completely blown it, there's no growth without that. It's like what she was reading there from Hebrews. These are things that bring us into more of God. massage, you know, the things of your flesh nature, you don't even know what they are. For the most part, you know a few of the surface things. You get angry too much, or there's jealousy or whatever. But deep down into that flesh, man, there's things in there. And that's the reason when you get to the book of Revelation and you begin to read about the beast and the Antichrist and all these dragons and the things that come up out of the abyss of your flesh. And what is the book of Revelation about? God dealing with your flesh nature, emptying it out. See? He said, well, I thought it was all these bad things were coming upon the world. No, all these bad things are coming out of us. That's what it's really about. So God is going to work with us until he's got a goal, he's got a plan, and he's not going to quit until it's done, it's completed, and he's going to get things out of our flesh nature we didn't even know was there. But don't you think that's good? We don't want things left in there that's like a time bomb that goes off at some time and blows us to bits.